If you have your Bible, turn tonight to Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6. We'll begin reading this evening at verse 5. God will be our help. The Bible says, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it grieveth me that I have made them." But watch this. But, verse 8, "But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord." And these are generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God. I want to preach tonight just a little bit, if God will help my heart, to preach to you. And I want to preach on the good grace of God. Amen? The good grace of God. And I appreciate what He's doing. I appreciate the help that He gives us and the hope that we have. And I was thinking about that good grace of God. And I was thinking about it the other day in my life. See, I know where I am. I know where I've been. And I know where God's brought me from. Amen. I also know where God's taken me to. I know the experiences I've had with Him, and I know that He's, praise God, He's real. Amen. He's real to me, and I hope He's real to you. He's a real God that loves real people like me and you. Now, I just want to get that straight tonight. I believe we're living a day and hour that people think, well, He loves Brother Rex, but He just don't really love me. He loves Brother Bud, but He really don't love. I want to say Jesus loves us all. Amen. He don't love Brother Rex a bit more than He does Brother Bud or anybody else. He loves all of us the same. He's a great and a mighty God. And the good grace of God is ministered to us, praise God, for His glory. Now the grace of God, we know what that is. That's the unmerited favor of God. We don't own it. We can't earn it. Amen. It's not ours. It's that comes from God to us. And we see how God in the day, there was a day when God realized there was wickedness all over the world. Now the Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 5 that there was a man named Enoch that walked with God. Now for a long time, man had turned their back on God. Kind of like people's doing today. They're turning their back on God. They're going away from God and they're chasing after everything else. You know what brings that about? It's when people are prosperous, amen, in their lives, we tend to forget God because we have no need. We think we have no need. Amen. But I won't say without God, we can have nothing. We can do nothing. We are nothing without God. God's the very one that gives us the breath we breathe. Now, I know as young people, like Blake and some of these others are going through school and are finishing up and they're going to go out into the world and they're going to start them an occupation. They're going to get it. Blake's already got him a job. Go to work for a living. Amen. But we have to realize, praise God, that the one that gives us the ability and the strength to do that is God. And boy, when you get up every morning and say, you know, praise God, don't take it for granted. Don't neglect God. Get up every morning and say, thank God that this is the day the Lord hath made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it, be glad in Him, because this is the day that He's given me. He's allowed me to get up. He allowed me to have my strength. He's allowed me to get up out of the bed, amen, and to go down to the place of employment. Amen. What a blessing that is. But God said that Enoch walked with God and was not, for God took him. Amen. Enoch walked with God. That's Noah's ancestors. Amen. See, I won't say they something ought to be handed down from generation to generation. Hey, some get it and some don't, but praise God, everybody ought to be getting it in our generation. We ought to make sure our generation gets God. Amen. If you don't get God, you ain't got nothing. You can be the richest man in Buncombe County, praise God. Without God, you're a pauper. You ain't got nothing. You'll die and go to hell lost without God. You may have money in your pocket, money in the bank, riches and fame all over the place. Everybody may know your name, but praise God, if you're lost without God, you're lost and you'll go to hell. Just simple as it is. Amen. So we need to have a plan. We need to have a purpose. But the Bible says that the Enoch walked with God was not, for God took him. Now we know this is a type of the rapture of the church. Amen. The church goes out before the tribulation sets in. And we know that Noah come along and he found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Now Noah is a type of Israel. They'll go through the tribulation, but praise God, he'll build an ark. He'll pitch it within and without with pitch, which is a type of atonement, praise God. And they'll sail on through the great tribulation unscathed by the things that go on. Amen. And we know that to know what God tells us in His Word and the types that He gives us. But it says that God saw the wickedness that was in the world. And he saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination and thoughts in his heart was only evil continually. Amen. He said the imagination was given to all things. Have you seen the world we live in today? Amen. I'm glad. Hey, listen, God's getting ready to, I believe He's getting ready to kindle this thing up. You say, what do you mean, preacher? He said He wouldn't destroy it again by water, by a flood. But He said the next time, praise God, He's going to purify it with fire. Amen. Said He's going to purify it with fire. You say, preacher, it's pretty a depressing tale, praise God. And it ain't either. Praise God, it's a hope that we have in Christ Jesus. Why? Because when God decided it grieved Him that God, He had made man, He repented him. Amen. But then He looked down, and the Bible says in verse 8, but Noah found grace in the eyes of God. Amen. You know what it was that brought grace to Noah? It was the eyes of God looked down upon him, and he seen Noah in his generation, praise God, and he was pleasing to God. You want to know how to find grace in the eyes of God, praise God, in the generation that you're living, when God looks down on you, that you are pleasing to God. It don't matter what anybody else thinks. Amen. It's whether or not we're pleasing to God. But I'll tell you, if you're pleasing to God, everybody else will think you're all right. You'll be a good person. You'll be a respectful person. You'll be a quality person. Amen? But I was thinking as I was reading this, I was contemplating this, I was meditating on it, how God said that He had had enough of it. But He said Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. And it was because the generations of Noah, he was a just man. I mean, he was righteous in his dealings. He was righteous with God. He was right in the eyes of God. He was perfect in his generation. Amen. He was sincerely a man of God who loved God and looking for His appearing. Praise God. And he walked with God. I want to say, Brett, the best thing that we can do today, praise God, is just walk with God. Amen. Stay with God. Walk with God. You say, how do you do it? Praise God. By the grace of God. God's grace manifests in our lives. And I was thinking about this. I was thinking about the grace that was given to me. Amen. The grace, Brother Chris, that was given to your pastor so many years ago, praise God, when he saved me by his marvelous grace. Amen. But before I was saved, God's grace was there. God's grace was sufficient. Amen. If you look at Ephesians chapter 2, Ephesians chapter 2, and he said, you hath he quickened. That means to make alive. You hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. See, that's where I was. Amen. I was dead in trespasses and sin. I done ungodly things. You said, preacher, I wouldn't admit that. I'm telling you that today because, praise God, that's where I was. But for the grace of God, I'd still be there. Amen. But the grace of God took me out of that. So I was dead in trespasses and sin. Means I'd missed the mark. I said, you said, preacher, I wouldn't confess I sinned. Why? The Bible says we've all sinned, come short of the glory of God. Amen. Every one of us. He said, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of what? Disobedience. Amen. There was a time break. This is where I was. I was walking in a spirit of disobedience. I want to ask you a question. What kind of spirit is leading you today? If there's a spirit of disobedience that's leading you, then you're in the wrong spirit. I was talking to a fellow the other day, praise God. He was talking about a people that profess salvation, but they're going all in different directions. They think they can smoke dope and drink beer and fornicate around and everything's okay because they've made a profession. Son, they ain't got it. Amen. God don't put up with that mess. That's the way we used to be. When we were in the spirit, you say, what's leading them? A spirit of disobedience is what's leading them. Spirit of God won't take you there. Amen. Spirit of God will take you into a path of righteousness for His name's sake. Amen. See, that's the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Among whom also we... Now listen, Paul's talking. He said, we all had our conversation. That's that manner of living. That's the way we lived our lives. Amen. In times past, in the lust of our flesh, what do we do to please the flesh? How much stuff are you doing to please the flesh? Amen. How much stuff are you doing to please God? You ever weighed those out? I'd say in the world we live in, the scales aren't balanced. Amen. We're doing a whole lot more to please the flesh than we are to please God. Amen. I don't know about you, I'd rather be a God pleaser than a flesh pleaser. Amen. Past in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. See, that's what they was doing in Noah's time. What they could think of, praise God, they just did it. They just went out and did it. They didn't think about God or godliness or what was right. That's what we're having in the day to day. People are going out committing fornication. They're getting caught up in this sodomy, men with men and women with women, and it's ungodly as can be. It's unrighteous. It's an abomination. It makes God sick. But people's getting caught up because in their heart, their mind, praise God, they're being led of the wrong spirit. And Paul said, this is where we were. Amen. He said, preacher, I'd never admit that I was there. Well, I know about you. I know you won't, but I will. I was headed down that wrong road. I was being led of the wrong spirit. But God Almighty intervened in my life. Amen. I was fulfilling the desires of the flesh and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as others. But I thank God for the next verse. Verse 4. The Bible says, but God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love, wherewith He loved who? Us. Me and you. God loved me and you, praise God, that He extended His grace, His good grace come down to where we were, and He showed us that He loved us, and He saved us by His marvelous grace. Praise God. Brought us out of that mess, glory be God. Amen. He says in verse, He goes on that, in verse 6 and said, hath raised us up together, or no, verse 5, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. He said it took God's grace to come to you, show you that you're living in sin, shall convict your heart, save you by His marvelous grace, put your feet upon a firm foundation, the Lord Jesus Christ, so you can say you're saved. Amen. I wonder why I get so excited about that Wednesday night, 1976, when Jesus saved me. That's what He did for me. He brought me out of that. You say, hey, you've done things that you're ashamed of since then. Like, yes, sure I have. And you have too. But thank God, by His marvelous grace, I realized what I was doing is wrong. Praise God. Ask God to forgive me of that. Put that, I pleaded the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. Put that under the blood. And it's pure, it's clean. Praise God. It's gone. It's cast into the sea of forgetfulness. Never be remembered no more. Amen. Now my little old finite mind, my little mind, I can remember things. Amen. Where I hurt God's heart. Amen. But thank God He chooses not to remember that no more. Amen. 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 Praise God. When a devil come up and bring up a riling accusation, I praise God. That's why I don't like to say it out of my mouth, because the devil get a hold of it, take it before God, and God say, I don't see it. Praise God. It's been covered by the blood. Thank God for the blood, glory to God. Covers a multitude of sin, praise God, when we plead the blood. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, bless His holy name. A good grace of God. Verse 8, he says, verse 6, he said, that hath raised us up together and made us sit in heavenly places together in Christ Jesus. That's how we do good. That's how we keep on the right path. We stay with Jesus. That in ages come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So he said it's that good grace of God, Brother Chris, that showed us that we was wrong, showed us we need to be saved, praise God, saved us by His marvelous grace and brought us out through faith to believe and put our trust in Him. I just wonder tonight, do we have the faith that we ought to have in what God has promised that He had already finished for us? Amen. The work that He's already done, that He done for me and for before I was saved, God was setting this up. Before I was saved, brother, He was working on me.
Amen.
Amen. Has God been working on you? Huh? Hey, you remember before you saved, before you made faith, when you was out of work, when you was living sin, when you was being disobedient, disrespectful? Amen. Oh, me. Lord God, I tell you what, sometimes you'll just admit and say, "Boy, you know what? I've been disobedient to God. I've been disrespectful to God. I've been disobedient to my parents. I've been disrespectful to my parents." Praise God. It'll make you feel good to confess that.
Yep.
Amen. And then ask God to help us, to take us and put us in a place where we could realize the grace of God did that.
Yep.
The grace of God saved us. Amen. By His marvelous grace before I saved. Amen. But you know what God's done for me since I was saved? He's done a marvelous work in my life. Amen. I can see Him in my salvation, what He's did for me. Paul says it best in Romans chapter 6. And this is it's my testimony. I'm just giving you my testimony. What God has done for me. Amen. What God done for me. Same thing that He done for Paul. He done it by grace. In Romans chapter 6 and verse 1, the Bible says, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?" Question mark. God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? See, if you've been born again, praise God, we die out to sin and we're born unto the Lord Jesus Christ. We cease, listen, look at me. We cease from sinning, praise God. Amen. Those things that God brings to our attention that it's sin in our life, we confess it and we forsake it.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes some of us are a little hard-headed than others. Sometimes it takes us a little longer to get that than others. Amen. But what we have to do, we have to confess it and forsake it. Can live no longer therein. Said, "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death." Now watch this. "Therefore, we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life."
Amen.
I want to say if we've been truly born again by God's good grace, praise God, we start a new life. We take advantage of a new life that God's offered us. Amen. To go in a different direction for the glory of God. That we might be found pleasing, well pleasing to Him in the day that we live. Amen. That we won't get caught up in His dirty and say, "Well, I can't, praise God." Yeah, but I know God can. As Sister Susan sings that song, praise God, "I may fail and come short, but God's never failed and He's never, certainly never come short." Amen. We can trust Him today. In my salvation, praise God, I realize that I died out to sin, praise God, and He took my sin upon Himself. He became sin for me. I don't need to sin no more. He said, "For if we have been planted together in likeness of His death." Amen. When you die, praise God, there's a death. "And we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection." When something dies, praise God, you take it out, you put it in a box, and you bury it. Amen. Get rid of it. Abraham told him, said, "Listen, son, I need to buy a place." He bought Pia and he took his people and he said, "I need a place to bury them out of my sight." You know what we need to do with old sinfulness, praise God? We need to take it and bury it out of our sight. Get rid of it. Amen. Take it out there and plant it somewhere. But he said, we've been planted in the likeness of the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. Knowing this, verse 6, that our old man is crucified with Him that the body of sin might be destroyed. That henceforth we should not serve sin.
Amen.
Amen. We don't serve sin. We don't live for sin. We don't compromise with sin. Now I'm talking about my salvation. What I had to realize myself. Praise God. He says in verse 7, "For he that is dead is freed from sin." For if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him. And if we live with Him, we live in a newness of life, in a new life.
Amen.
Amen. Things are made new. Praise God. You're not that old person that you used to be. You can't be. God won't let you for one, and you don't want to for the other. Amen. I've heard Brother Robert testify in his testimony, praise God. When he got saved, they come along, and them old boys used to run around with, trying to get him to go out and drink and party and do things he used to do. He said, praise God. He said, I told him I didn't want to. Amen. I believe, praise God, God saves you by His marvelous grace. The good grace of God moves upon your heart. He saves you by His marvelous grace. He changes your want-tos. Amen. I don't want to do the things I used to do. Praise God. I want to do things to be pleasing to my Savior. Knowing, he said in verse 8, he said, knowing if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over Him. Amen. So God say, who's ruling our life now? Either life in Christ, praise God, or death in the devil and the deception of this world. Amen. Praise God, I'm living proof, praise God, that God can. Amen. Take an old sinner and save him by His marvelous grace. Amen. I'm talking about in my salvation, what God's done for me. Verse 10 says, for in that he died unto sin once. In that he liveth unto God. So Jesus died unto sin one time, praise God, but he was raised up unto God. He was raised up looking for the Father. He was raised up anticipating the will of the Father to be done in his life, praise God, just like it was before he ever offered himself. He knew the will of the Father. He prayed and went and asked for the Father's will to be done.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. When we come into newness of life, I believe we'll want the Father's will to be done. Amen. The good grace of God begins to take us and it begins to change us. It's what it began to happen when in my salvation. But what happens after we're saved? Look at verse 11. He said, likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin. Amen. When I realized I was saved, praise God, I realized I couldn't do things I used to want to do. He said, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. There's something moved into my life, praise God, and filled up a void. See, if we don't fill that void up, something else will come in. You remember the story in Matthew where it said that they took the house and the householder left and it was all swept and garnished and cleaned up. And said, then that old wicked thing come back, a foul spirit, a wicked spirit, and he came back and it was all cleaned and garnished, but it wasn't occupied by anything, and it became sevenfold the devil, praise God, that it was before. Amen. What we got to do, praise the Lord, is we got to allow the Lord Jesus Christ to fill up the voids in our life, the voids that we're trying to fill with everything else.
Amen.
We chase after things every day trying to fill that void and we can only fill with Christ Jesus our Savior. The God of heaven, He's the only one that can fill us up. Amen. And He said, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Amen. When things come through your mind, you know how to keep from sinning, praise God, when the devil runs stuff through your mind, just let chase it on out the other side. Amen. Young people, don't entertain it. When the devil runs stuff, runs things that you know is wrong, praise God, just run it on through, praise God, don't even think about it. And just start saying, Jesus, 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 Lord help me. Amen. And that wickedness will have to flee. It'll go on. Praise the Lord. It'll flee. He said, neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness. Amen. We can't be tools to be used of the devil. Amen. Praise God. I have to set myself aside. I'm giving you my testimony. I have to set myself aside for the glory of God. Amen. I want to see God. I want God to use me. I want God to manifest Himself in me. I don't want to do anything that's displeasing to my Lord. He said, neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. But yield yourself unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. He said, what we need to do is just surrender ourselves to God because the good grace of God, because He came to where it was, because He saved us, praise God, we make ourselves available for God. Bible says that God looked down and He saw Noah. Amen. And the Bible says that Noah walked with God. Amen. What we need to do, praise God, we need to see God. God sees us. We need to see Him, and we need to walk with Him every day of our life. Ask God to help us, amen, to use us as instruments of righteousness, right living for God Almighty. Amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Praise God. We're not supposed to live for the devil. But since God saved me, praise God, He put different desires in my heart to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 14 says, "For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under what? Grace." Amen. We're living in grace. The grace of God's got us, youngins. All we got to do is just pray, say, "Glory to God, Lord God, Your grace is with me. Your grace is upon me. Lord, I'm just going to plead the grace of God that You'd help me every day. Show me the way. Lead God, direct me. Amen. Be the light of my path. Praise God. Show me where to go. Show me how to get there. Praise God. And I'll shout along the way."
Amen.
Amen. That good grace of God, praise God, again, not have dominion, that sin not have dominion over us. It means it don't rule us, it don't direct us, it don't overbear us. But praise God, that grace, because we're not under the law. Amen. We're under grace, praise God. We've got a Savior today that's promised He'll help us.
Amen.
Praise God. So now that I'm saved, amen, but while I'm being sanctified, say, "Well, preacher, what do you do?" He says in verse 15, he said, "What then? Shall we sin because we are under the law?" Not under law, but under grace? God forbid. He said, what are we going to do while we're in a position of sanctification? Why God's sanctifying, why God's setting us, why God's preparing us, why God's trying to show us and mold us and make us to where we be used of God. What do we do? Amen. We just thank God for the good grace of God. Amen. We just thank Him because He loves us. And while we're being sanctified, praise God, He tells that we just begin to continue to walk with Him. He said, verse 16, said, "Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, His servants ye are to whom ye obey." I want to ask you, who are we listening to today? Who are we listening to? Youngest, who are we listening to today? Well, we got two people listening. We even listen to the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, or we listen to the devil and the demons of hell. Amen. Those unclean spirits. Or we listen to the Holy Spirit of God that directs us and helps us. He said, if we yield ourselves servants to obey, who are we obeying today? He said, whether to sin unto death, now watch this, or of obedience unto righteousness. Now we can sin and die. Or we can live righteously before God and live. Now that's just straight up as I can tell you. God says we can sin and die, or we can live right and live. He said, but God be thanked that we were the servants of sin. Now watch this. But ye have obeyed from your heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, watch this, ye become. Now here's where the sanctification comes in. Ye became the servants of righteousness. I mean, have you become a servant of righteousness tonight? I mean, doing right, seeking to do right, desiring to do right, wanting to do right. Amen. The good grace of God, God's good grace, praise God. He said, hey, listen, He said, I loved old Noah because he was trying to do right. And praise God, I just come alongside him and help him. And me and him just walk along together. Amen. I believe somebody told Noah, said, listen, your old pappy Enoch, boy, he loved God. Hey, it'd been a whole lot of generations passed by. It didn't love God, didn't walk with God. But old Pappy Enoch, he walked with God. And God took him, praise God. And Noah said, you know what? He said, I want to be like old Pappy Enoch. He said, I just want to walk with God. Amen. You said, preacher, is it that simple? It's that simple. To set in your heart and mind, praise God, and I'm just going to walk with God. I'm going to go with God. I'm going to be led of the Lord. I'm going to do what's right, praise God. Even when the world says it's wrong, I'm going to do what God says is right.
Amen.
Amen. It feels good. Amen. I'm talking about my sanctification, what God has done for me, praise God. Amen. But being made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. That's where I became. I was a servant of sin. I'd done things that was displeasing to God, but God brought to my attention. He showed me through His Word, amen, through His righteousness, through His goodness, through His good grace, and He showed me what the right way. The right way is a better way. It's not always the easiest way. I'll be honest. Sometimes it's hard to be a Christian. It's hard to walk right when everybody else around you is walking wrong. It's hard to stand up for the Lord, praise God, when everybody else is telling you to sit down and shut up. But praise God, when you just take God for His for what He said, the goodness of His grace, and make it a part of your life, praise God, God will get you through it. You can shout all the way to the house. Amen. Don't have to hang your head about nothing, praise God, because you serve a God of heaven. You serve a risen Savior.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What a blessing it is. But while we're being sanctified, amen, because He brings us out of our sinfulness. Verse 19 said, I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. Now, what is infirmity? What have we always said it is? What God says infirmity is? It's a weakness and lack of strength. Amen? Weakness, like we have weakness, we have lack of strength. We're not able. Ain't none of us able to fight the devil. Ain't a person here that can combat with the devil. He'll run over you every time. Amen? He says, I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and iniquity and unto iniquity, even so now yield yourselves servants to righteousness unto holiness. He said, you've been in a state of sin. Now this was my sinfulness. I was in a state of sinfulness, infirmity, weakness, and lack of strength. I didn't have the power. I didn't have the power to preserve myself. I didn't have the power to keep myself. I didn't have the power to lift up myself from nowhere. But God Almighty come from, praise God, and from the uncleanness and iniquity to iniquity that I lived in, praise God, He brought me and I yielded my members as servants unto righteousness, praise God, and He brought that. He brings that full circle unto the holiness of God. And God said, be ye holy, for I'm holy. Amen. He said, preacher, we can't do that. Yes, we can. God made it available. Amen. It was my sinfulness, praise God, but God brought me out of my sin. I don't live no longer then. I do my best, praise God, not to sin against God. Anything He said wrong, praise God, I stay away from. You say, well, preacher, there's a lot of things He says wrong. There's a lot of things I stay away from. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. There's a lot of things He says is wrong. There's a lot of things that we have to stay away from. We can't be partakers of. Praise God. But He said that in our sinfulness, that's the way we were. But praise God, He brought us out as servants of righteousness. When we start trying to do right with the help of the Lord, asking to help us every day, praise God, He brings us out in righteousness unto holiness. So we can be found pleasing in the eyes of God. That's where Noah come in. In God's eyes was grace for Noah. When we try to do right with the help of the Lord, begging Him to ask Him to help us, praise God, then He sees the right in us. He sees grace in us. And He gives us that we need, praise the Lord. Amen. It's the good grace of God. When? Right now. Amen. We don't have to wait later. We got it now. Look at verse 22. Verse 21 says, but what fruit had ye then in those things which whereof you're now ashamed? Have you ever done things you were ashamed of? Amen, oh me. There's a lot of things I've done in my life I'm ashamed of. But you know what? Listen, especially you young people, listen, look at your pastor just a minute. If you'll live right and do what's right according to what God says, you'll have a whole less days that you have to look back with shame in your heart. Amen. There's a lot of things you won't have to be ashamed of, praise God, if you try to live right because God said so. Amen. He says, for the end of those things is death. But now listen to what He says in verse 22. Amen. He gives us right now God's good grace right now. He said, but now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit in holiness and the end everlasting what? Life. Amen. He said, so what He's saying here, praise God, He said there's everlasting life. He said there's a good thing about doing right in the eyes of God. He said the end result is doing right now is everlasting life forever.
Amen.
Amen. The good grace of God, it's manifest to us. Because the alternative to this, verse 23, He said, for the wages of sin is death. If we keep living in sin, you keep living in sin, you'll die. And you'll die and you'll die and you'll die and you'll die and you'll die. Amen. But never be annihilated. The soul of man never dies. You hear me this evening? The soul of man never dies. Your soul, that God breathed part, amen. Praise God, that part that makes us spiritual, that part that makes us, points us Godward, amen. It never dies. It lives somewhere in one or two places. It either lives in heaven or it lives down in hell. Amen. That's where it lives. And he said, the wages of sin is death. In other words, he said, that's that eternal bad part that we can have. That's there for us. But the, he said, because of the good grace of God. He said, but the gift of God, that's that good grace that God has for us. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. We get it through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's that eternal good part that God gives us. I'm looking for that eternal good part. My life story, praise the good grace of God to me, amen. God showed it to Noah, and he showed it to me, and he's showing it to you, and he's giving it out on purpose, praise God. He said you can receive the wages of death, or he said you can receive the wages of eternal life. He said it's all up to you. He said, but God's good grace offers us a reprieve. God's good grace offers to buy us out of sin and sinfulness. He offers, His good grace offers to give us a place of safety. We don't have to worry about dying no more. Amen. Praise God. He said, the good grace of God, the unmerited favor of God. We can't work for it. We can't earn it, but we can receive it from God if we just will. And say, Lord, I don't want to be a sinner. I don't want to collect the wages of sin. I don't know about you. I said, Lord, I don't want to die. Can you imagine? There's so many people that's in, it just amazes me, the people that's in their hospitals. Mission Hospital, St. Joseph Hospital, they're so full. They're full all the time. Spring, summer, winter, fall, they're full all the time. People in there sick and hurting and dying. Every day they're full. They have to hunt and find. They have to send people home in order to have beds for them, a place for them to be. So they can try to doctor them and to heal them and give them what they need to be better. Amen. But that whole place, all those places, they're just full of people that's dying. You know, a preacher, they're going to get in there and they're going to get healed. No, every one of us is going to die someday. It's the one man wants to die after this judgment. Every one of us is going to die. Amen. But praise God, I want to say, this old body's going to lay down. I'm going to close my eyes in death someday. But praise God, my soul, praise the Lord, is going to live forever, glory to God.
Amen.
Why? Because I choose the good grace of God. And I choose, praise God, not to draw the wages of sin. Amen. But I choose that gift of God, which is eternal goodness, eternal life, amen, an eternal good time with God Almighty forever. Amen. You see why I said this is my testimony? Amen. Romans chapter 6 is my testimony, what God's done for me, where He's brought me, where He's put me, where He's brought me out of, what He's taken away, and what He's given me. And I want to say the good gift of God is better than anything that I ever had before. Amen. The goodness I've seen from God is better than anything this world's ever given me. Amen. I've rejoiced in God's goodness more than anything I've ever had in my life. Amen. I've had a lot of good things. I've had a family. I got me a wife. Boy, I was over Jordan Day. I asked her if she'd marry me, and she said she would. And boy, I was just thrilled. Praise God. I was thrilled. Boy, what a joy it was when we had them two little old youngins. Boy, what a blessing that was. What a blessed day. What joy filled me. But there's never been as much joy in my heart as the joy that I have in the Lord Jesus. The times that He just overflooded me with joy. Oh, overflooded me with His goodness and His mercy and His love. Praise God, I have a testimony of the good grace of God in my life.
Amen.
And the good has been far more superior to the bad. Amen. The good grace of God said, when you commit yourself to Him, commit your members to Him, praise God. Take yourself away from sin and put yourself in the righteousness of God. Trying to do right. It's hard. I'll be honest, sometimes it's hard to do right. Amen? The world don't want you to do right. People don't want you to do right. They want you to be just as mean as they are. They want you to be just as hateful as they are. They want you to be just as cruel as they are. But I won't say, praise God, I'm serving a good God that's full of grace and mercy, and He helps me and He helps you to be more like Him.
Amen.
Amen. I'm talking about the good grace of God, that unmerited favor of God that He bestows on every one of us. Amen. If you're a child of God, if you've been saved, if you're not, boy, you're in a good place to become one. A child of God saved by His marvelous grace. Born again. Amen. That's what happens. It's born again. It's born from above. See, I believe there's a lot of feelings. There's a lot of profession, but praise God, there's very few that's been born again. Amen. You go out here in the world and you find a whole lot of people with a profession, but boy, they ain't much of a... It don't take long to be hanging around them. You'll start hearing words come out, things being said. Amen. Let's show you that they are far away from God. You say, preacher, you're a judgment. No, I'm just looking for good fruit. Amen. I like to hang out in good fruit stands, don't you? Amen. That's the best place to be. Hang out where that good fruit is. I don't want to be with no rotten fruit. Rotten fruit stinks. Ain't nothing stinks as bad as rotten fruit. Amen. But praise God where that good fruit is. Hey, praise God, you reach and get a little bit off the vine, Lord God. It's good. And I just thank God for that good grace that He has, that good grace that He ministers to us, that good grace that He showed to Noah. That good grace is in the eyes of the Lord. And He's looking down upon you, praise God, and He's wanting to minister to us that good grace. And He's looking for a place. Now listen to me, and I'm done. He's constantly looking for a place to minister His good grace, to pour it out, to leave it with you. Amen. To show you, praise God, how much He cares for you. That good grace of God, it's right there. And He's looking, just like He did for old Noah, He's looking for a place to deliver the good grace of God. Amen. To pour out grace and mercy and love. And you know, there's so much that goes with grace. We could never tell the tale. But God's got that, and He's wanting to minister out in a little fright. It's no wonder, praise God, when He looked down, He saw that that the world was only wicked continuously. He said, my goodness, what in the world are they thinking? I've got all this grace, all this good grace to minister to them, to give to them, and apparently they don't want it. But I don't know about you, praise God, I want the good grace of God.
Amen.
Be poured out on my life, all the days of my life, praise God. So I want all God's got to give. You say, preacher, you're greedy. Praise the Lord. God's got enough and then some. Amen. To give us grace, amen. Good grace of God to minister to you and I all the days of our life, praise the Lord.